Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for your reviews on Apple Podcasts and any other podcast player that you personally like listening on. Those reviews not only help other people find this free relaxing resource, but they inspire me to keep going. And so I thank you for that. This podcast episode is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, and this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, some people think you should wait until things are unbearable before going to therapy, and that just isn't true. Therapy is a tool to utilize before things get worse, and it can actually help you to avoid those lows. I'm a fan of therapy in general, and I love the ease with which BetterHelp's system works. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Plus, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Meditation Minis listeners get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/minis. That's BETTERHELP.com/minis. This episode is back from the archives by listener request. Enjoy. Go ahead and close your eyes and begin that process of taking 3 deep breaths. And I'd like you to think of a time where you were scared at first, but then when you did the thing that you were scared to do, you got super excited and you wanted to just do it again. And maybe for you it was jumping off a high dive, but it could very well be something completely different. So as you continue to relax now, taking a few more deep but gentle breaths, I'd like you to picture in your mind, get a sense of that time for you when you were nervous to do something, maybe get on a roller coaster, but then you did, and it was awesome by the end of it. Noticing that feeling, remembering that experience now, and playing it over and over again, maybe 3, 4, or 5 times in your mind. And what would it be like if you could turn that, oh my gosh, this is awesome feeling up even more? Just turn it up like it's a wheel that you're spinning round and round, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and you're like, yes, that feels so good. It's awesome. Take a deep breath. Now take that feeling and those memories and those thoughts and just set them either to the left or to the right of you in your mind. Next, I'd like you to imagine that you're holding one of your hands out and you're looking at your hand at that situation that right now is causing you a little fear or trepidation, something that comes up time and time again in your week. That is uncomfortable and a little scary to move past. And just picture it there, kind of small, playing itself out in your hand, like a little scene. Good. And now what I'd like you to do is just kind of move that hand off to the side a bit and turn and feel that big, excited feeling again. Imagine yourself, you're in that moment and it's so scary and then it's super fun, and turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, and then take that feeling and put it all on top of that little picture of the scary thing in your hand. Maybe it's a whirlwind that covers it, or maybe you sprinkle that little fear with fairy dust of fun. Wouldn't that be lovely? Now picture yourself in the situation that is currently causing you some fear and trepidation, and imagine as you're in that moment, fairy dust of fun is sprinkling down on you, and you find yourself starting to laugh when you feel the fear, and you start to think of how exciting it might be. Like you're doing that other thing that's so fun. And this fairy dust is just floating down on this situation that used to be fearful, and now the situation doesn't seem nearly as bad as it used to. In fact, even before you open your eyes today, you might actually find yourself secretly looking forward to that situation in the future. And then when you walk into that situation, see yourself being willing to stop and take that breath and imagine fairy dust is sprinkling down on you instead. And you remember that other time that you felt scared and then you did it and it was so exciting and it felt so good. Take a deep breath, locking it in, putting these two ideas, these two memories, these two pictures together. And the harder you try to remember that way the fear felt in the present situation, the more and more you start to think about how that could become fun. And the fairy dust is sprinkling down. And you take that breath and relax and know, I've got this. Oh, yes. I've got this. I can do this. It feels so good. That's right. I'm preparing yourself in a few moments to open your eyes, knowing that you can re-listen to this audio whenever you need. But already, there's this fairy dust of fun beginning to set you free.